Tributes are being paid this morning to an 11-year-old girl from County Wicklow who died while on holidays in Spain. Clodagh Phelan lost her life after falling from a hotel balcony in Mallorca. Clodagh was a talented sports person, and her death has devastated the small community of Rathdrum. Billy Porter, chairman of Parnell Athletics Club in Rathdrum and a friend of the Phelan family, joins us now. Billy, Clodagh's death is, it's desperately sad. It must be difficult to comprehend.
Yeah, it's just unreal. Like, you know, to get a phone call yesterday morning at 8:45 and from one of the coaches to say that she had passed away from a fall in on holidays and things to that not. And it was just such a devastating day, and, you know, for all the club members and all our family and such a thing to that not. And especially for the community, because she was just such a gorgeous girl and such a talented, oh my God, athlete. From playing rugby to athletics to GAA, like, you know, she really was a full-time sports person, and she was only 11 years of age, and she won many county medals in all her sports, you know, the kind of way, like, you know, and especially like, especially in county athletics, she could, you know what I mean? So, and she's been involved in athletics since she was 5 years of age, and she's 11 now, and like her dad is a former Kilkenny, he comes from Kilkenny with hurling background, but they're a massive big sports family. And, you know, to Clodagh's younger brother David, like, and to Will as well, they're massive into the athletics as well, and big into all the sports as well. And it's just a devastating, it's fierce hard to come to terms mm-hmm. with someone who's such a bubbly and such a smile and such a lovely young girl, and just to be snapped away, like, you know, just like that, you know.
The papers describe Clodagh this morning as a beautiful, spirited child with a lovely smile and a lovely personality. How will you remember her?
Yeah, do you know what? Listen, I celebrated my 60th birthday last year, and all the kids, they all ran a card, and we all got loads of photographs, and like, we got loads of photographs where they were Clodagh, thing to that, and she just had this lovely smile. And she always, like, when she was training on Mondays and Thursday nights, she'd always be saying hello. And she's often got injuries from GAA and rugby, and she'd be maybe hurt her leg or hurt her arm, but she'd just carry on. She just had this, she was a hardy bit of stuff, and she just had this lovely smile every time you seen her. And she always wanted to say hello to everybody and part, you know, be part of everyone's life and sort of thing to that. And like, it's just like, it's going to be, it's just very hard to get your head around stuff like this when it happens. And, you know, only 11 years of age, and she snapped away from us, you know, the kind of way, like, you know. And it's just this devastating blow to, like, to all our coaches, and then all the kids who are involved with this. It's going to be a hard, you know, next week or two, you know, like, on everybody, really, you know.
As you've said, she loved sport. She was talented. So much promise snatched away.
So much, exactly, yeah. So she had such a big future. I was always saying to her dad, like, you know, oh my God, because we have different coaches, like, in the club, like, coaching different ages and everything like that. And I just said, oh my God, she's going to be such a great runner, like, and she just was so gutsy, and, you know, what can I think to that and all. And if you were going to be her, you had to make sure you were in good form to be her, because she'd won many medals, and like, you know, and she'd always smile coming across the line, you know, the kind of ways as well, you know. And so, like, you know, it's going to be a long road for everybody, for Clodagh's family and for everybody in the community and everything as well.
And have you talked to her parents, Liam and Valerie?
Yeah. I was talking to Liam last night and such a thing to that and all. And we were talking about everything in Modigala. So he knows very well that it's going to be a long road. And at the moment, and all the focusing on between the Irish MC and his sister and everything as well, they're focusing on really getting a home is the main thing, really, you know. So that's going to take a good while, because there's a lot of stuff involved, you know.
It's a close-knit community in Rathdrum. What are people saying locally today?
Yeah, do you know what? What I got to think to that now, yesterday, like there's so many phone calls and all yesterday, everybody is just devastating. And like we only have a small community of 2,000 people and think to that now, and everybody knows each other, like 7 or 8 mile radius and sort of think to that now. And some of the neighbours that live out beside Lima and Valerie, like, you know, some of the other, they were in with us. Listen, we are a very, very small community and we all know each other and we're all involved in different organisations, and it's just really unreal. You know, the kind of way that I'd like to be hoping that they say to everybody that it's only a dream, but it's not a dream. It is reality, you know.
Billy Porter, thanks for telling us about Clodagh this morning. May she rest in peace. Our thoughts are with her family, her parents, Liam and Valerie, and her brothers, David and Will.